9. Why are you lying? Anne-Marie went outside alone after supper. Through the open kitchen window, she could hear Mama and Ellen talking as they washed the dishes. Kirsty, she knew, was busy on the floor, playing with the old dolls she had found upstairs, the dolls that had been Mama's once, long ago. The kitten had fled when she tried to dress it and disappeared. She wandered to the barn where Uncle Henrik was milking Blossom. He was kneeling on the straw-covered floor beside the cow, his shoulder pressed against her heavy side, his strong, tanned hands rhythmically urging her milk into the spotless bucket. The god of thunder sat alertly poised nearby, watching. Blossom looked up at Anne-Marie with big brown eyes and moved her wrinkled mouth like an old woman adjusting false teeth. Anne-Marie leaned against the ancient, splintery wood of the barn wall and listened to the sharp, rattling sound of the streams of milk as they hit the sides of the bucket. Uncle Henrik glanced over at her and smiled without pausing in the rhythm of milking. He didn't say anything. Through the barn windows, the pinkish light of sunset fell in irregular shapes upon the stacked hay. Flecks of dust and straw floated there in the light. "Uncle Henrik," Anne-Marie said suddenly, her voice cold. "You were lying to me. You and Mama both." His strong hands continued, deftly pressing like a pulse against the cow. The steady streams of milk still came. He looked at her again, his deep blue eyes kind and questioning. "You are angry," he said.
"Yes. Mama has never lied to me before, never. But I know there is no great Aunt Birta. Never once in all the stories I've heard, in all the old pictures I've seen, has there been a great Aunt Birta."
Uncle Henrik sighed. Blossom looked back at him as if to say, "Almost done," and indeed the streams of milk lessened and slowed. He tugged at the cow gently but firmly, pulling down the last of the milk. The bucket was half full, frothy on the top. Finally, he set it aside and washed the cow's udder with a clean, damp cloth. Then he lifted the bucket to a shelf and covered it. He rubbed the cow's neck affectionately. At last, he turned to Anne-Marie as he wiped his own hands with the cloth. "How brave are you, little Anne-Marie?" he asked suddenly. She was startled and dismayed. It was a question she did not want to be asked. When she asked it of herself, she didn't like her own answer. "Not very," she confessed, looking at the floor of the barn. Tall Uncle Henrik knelt before her so that his face was level with hers. Behind him, Blossom lowered her head, grasped a mouthful of hay in her mouth, and drew it in with her tongue. The kitten cocked its head, waiting, still hoping for spilled milk. "I think that is not true," Uncle Henrik said. "I think you were like your mama, and like your papa, and like me. Frightened, but determined. And if the time came to be brave, I am quite sure you would be very, very brave. But," he added, "it is much easier to be brave if you do not know everything. And so your mama does not know everything, neither do I. We know only what we need to know. Do you understand what I'm saying?" he asked, looking into her eyes.
Anne-Marie frowned. She wasn't sure. What did bravery mean? She had been very frightened the day, not long ago, though now it seemed far in the past, when the soldier had stopped her on the street and asked questions in his rough voice. And she had not known everything then. She had not known that the Germans were going to take away the Jews. And so when the soldier asked, looking at Ellen that day, "What is your friend's name?" she had been able to answer him, even though she was frightened. If she had known everything, it would not have been so easy to be brave. She began to understand just a little. "Yes," she said to Uncle Henrik, "I think I understand."
"You guessed correctly," he told her. "There is no great Aunt Birta and never has been. Your mama lied to you, and so did I." "We did so," he explained, "to help you to be brave because we love you. Will you forgive us for that?" Anne-Marie nodded. She felt older suddenly. "And I'm not going to tell you any more, not now, for the same reason. Do you understand?" Anne-Marie nodded again. Suddenly there was a noise outside. Uncle Henrik's shoulders stiffened. He rose quickly, went to the window of the barn, stood in the shadows, and looked out. Then he turned back to Anne-Marie. "It is the hearse," he said. It is great Aunt Bertha, who never was. He smiled wryly. So, my little friend, it is time for the night of mourning to begin. Are you ready? Anne-Marie took her uncle's hand, and he led her from the barn.